In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, this Sunday, I'd like to offer you some of the more prescient thoughts on Our Lady, the late Father Reginald Garrigou-Lagrange. It's a somewhat funny name to our American ears, perhaps, but this French Dominican of the 20th century is a name to commit to memory. A loyal son of St. Thomas Aquinas, a loving son of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and one of the most eloquent and incisive anti-modernist theologians of the whole 20th century, that the Church indeed ever produced. Many persons indeed delude themselves, maintaining that they reach union with God without having to have continual recourse to our Lord, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And another error would consist in wishing to go to our Lord without first going to Mary, whom the Church calls in a special feast, the mediatrix of all graces. Now, Protestants have fallen into this last error. Without going so far as this deviation, there are Catholics who do not see clearly enough the necessity of having recourse to Mary, that they may attain to intimacy with the Savior. Blessed Louis de Montfort speaks even of doctors who know the Mother of God only in a speculative, dry, sterile, and indifferent manner, who fear that devotion to the Blessed Mother, to the Mother of God, will do injury to our Lord, and that injury is done to our Lord by honoring too greatly His Holy Mother. If they speak of devotion to Mary, it is less to recommend it than to destroy the abuses that have grown up around it. They seem to believe that Mary is a hindrance to reaching divine union. Now, according to de Montfort, we lack humility if we neglect the mediators whom God has given us because of our frailty. Intimacy with our Lord in prayer will be greatly facilitated by a true and profound devotion to Mary. There is nothing to prevent their being mediators below Christ, but subordinated to Him as secondary mediators, such as were the prophets and the priests of the old law for the chosen people. It may be thus asked whether Mary is the universal mediatrix for all men and for the distribution of all graces in general and in particular. Saint Albert the Great speaks of the mediation of Mary as superior to that of the prophets when he says, Mary was chosen by the Lord, not as a minister, but to be associated in a very special and quite intimate manner in the work of the redemption of the human race. Mary cooperated in the sacrifice of Christ, especially at the foot of the cross, uniting herself to Him, but more closely than can be expressed by satisfaction or reparation, and by merit. Some saints, in particular the stigmatics, have been exceptionally united to the sufferings and merits of our Savior. For example, St. Francis of Assisi and St. Catherine of Siena, and yet their share in His suffering cannot be compared to Mary's. How did Mary offer her Son? As He offered Himself. By a miracle, Jesus could have easily prevented the blows of His executioners from causing His death, and He offered Himself voluntarily. No man, He says, taketh my life away from me, but I lay it down to myself, and I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. Jesus renounced His right to life. He offered Himself wholly for our salvation. Of Mary, St. John says, there stood by the cross of Jesus, His mother, surely very closely united to Him in His suffering and oblation. As Pope Benedict XV says, she renounced her rights as mother over her Son for the salvation of all men. At the moment when the Son was about to die on the cross, apparently defeated and abandoned, she did not cease for a moment to believe in Him. She did not cease for a moment to believe that He was the Word made flesh, the Savior of the world, who would rise in 3 days, as he had predicted. This was the greatest act of faith and a hope ever made. After Christ's act of love, it was also the greatest act of love. It made Mary the queen of martyrs, for she was a martyr, not only for Christ, but with Christ. So much so that a single cross sufficed for her son and for her. She was, in a sense, nailed to it by her love of him. And she was and is thus the co-redemptrix. As Pope Benedict XV says, in this sense, that with Christ, through him and in him, she, Mary, bought back the human race. That Mary obtains for us and distributes to us all graces is a certain doctrine, according to what we've just said about the mother of all men. As mother, she is interested in their salvation. She prays for them. She obtains for them the graces that they receive. In an encyclical on the Rosary, Pope Leo XIII says, according to the will of God, nothing is granted to us except through Mary. And as no one can go to the Father except through the Son, so generally no one can draw near to Christ except through Mary. The Church, in fact, turns to Mary to obtain graces of all kinds, both temporal and spiritual. And among these last, from the grace of conversion up to that of final perseverance, to say nothing of those prayers needed by virgins to preserve virginity, by apostles to exercise their apostolate, by martyrs to remain firm in the faith. In the Litany of Loretto, which has been universally recited in the Church for many centuries, Mary is for this reason called health of the sick, refuge of sinners, comforter of the afflicted, help of Christians, queen of apostles, queen of martyrs, queen of confessors, queen of virgins. Thus, all kinds of graces are distributed by her, even, in a sense, those of the sacraments, for she merited them for us in union with Christ on Calvary. And in addition, she disposes us by her prayer to approach the sacraments and to receive them well. At times, she even sends us a priest, without whom this sacramental help would not be given us. Not only every kind of grace is distributed to us by Mary, but every grace in particular. Is this not what the faith of the Church says in the words of the Hail Mary? Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. This now is said every moment in the Church by billions of Catholics who thus ask for the grace of the present moment. This grace is the most individual of graces because it varies with each of us and for each of us at each present moment. If we are distracted while we're saying this word, Mary, who is not distracted, knows our spiritual needs of every instant, and she prays for us and obtains for us all the graces that we receive. This teaching, contained in the faith of the Church and expressed by the common prayers, is based on scripture and tradition. Even during her earthly life, Mary truly appears in the scripture as the distributor of graces. Through Mary, Jesus sanctified the precursor, St. John the Baptist, when she went to visit her cousin Elizabeth and sang the Magnificat. Through his mother, Jesus confirmed the faith of the disciples at Cana by granting the miracle that she asked. Through her, he strengthened the faith of John on Calvary, saying to him, "Behold thy mother." Lastly, by her the Holy Ghost came down upon the apostles, for she was praying with them in the cenacle on Pentecost Day, when the Holy Ghost descended in the form of tongues of fire. With even greater reason, after the Assumption and her entrance into glory, Mary is the distributor of all graces. As a beatified mother knows in heaven the spiritual needs of her children whom she left on earth, Mary knows the spiritual needs of all men. And since she is an excellent mother, She prays for them. And since she is all powerful over the heart of her Son, she obtains for them all the graces that they receive, all which those receive who do not persist in evil. She is like an aqueduct of graces in the mystical body, like the virginal neck uniting the head to its members. On this second Sunday of Advent, therefore, as we await with joyful hope the coming of the Christ child, let us wait always with Mary. Indeed, going to her in all of our needs. It is true, we could go to Jesus directly, but what did he tell us? Behold your mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.